Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to the Best People We Know radio show, where we bring you celebrities and experts every week, the best people who share their success secrets with you so that you can do the same, so that you can be your happy best too. I'm your host, Deb Scott, certified professional coach and author of the award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside Down World Right Side Up, and we are going to do some of that today with our guest. But before I forget, make sure that you mark us as a favorite and follow us, because even though our shows are usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays, every now and then when we're really honored to have a guest like we have today, we'll do a special show. For example, today's Friday, so we'll do a special show because these celebrities and guests are good enough to, you know, fit us into their busy schedule. So without further ado, I want to tell you, I could take the whole show just to tell you about Wayne Scott Lucas, because he has just done so many things. I mean, he just squeezes the juice out of living, and we're going to have so much fun today with him. But I'll give you a short bio so that you can get a feel. But Wayne has an unparalleled reputation for fashion styling. He's worked with some of the world's biggest celebrities and most glamorous women. His client list reads like an entertainment and music industry who's who: Janet Jackson, Tina Turner, Cindy Crawford, Christy Brinkley, Lauren Hutton, Halle Berry, Glenn Close, Meryl Streep, and we are just naming a few. Wayne was born in Bergenfield, New Jersey, and he did star in TV commercials as a child model. Later, he trained at the Pratt Institute studying graphic design before he became a celebrity fashion stylist. He is known as Stylist to the Stars, and Wayne has been honored to have his costume designs in the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Rock Style exhibit, which traveled the globe. Isn't that unbelievable? I mean, this guy has just done everything under the sun. Wayne has been nominated for the coveted VH1 Vogue Fashion Award.
I want to meet him.
Most stylish. I'm still talking about you. You got to let me finish your beautiful bio here.
I'm dying to meet him. I want to date him.
He's also been a fashion stylist. He can be seen on editorial pages of many magazines: Elle, Marie Claire, Us, People, Vibe, Premiere, Entertainment Weekly. He's in every country, in every language. He's widely known right now to the general public for having been the co-host stylist of TLC's intervention show What Not to Wear, and he has books and Lucas style clothing, and he has just done everything. And Wayne Scott Lucas, hello, thank you for being with us today.
So glad to finally be here with you. Isn't it exciting? I want to date that guy. He sounds great. Is he available?
Oh my gosh. I know, he's just go ahead.
When you hear the bios, I mean, I see so many people that believe their own hype and they believe their own bios. But, you know, the funniest thing is when you start to be ordinary in an extraordinary life, it's when you really start to live, isn't it?
It really is. And this is why I am really honored to have you on as a guest, because one of the things that I just love about you, you are big and famous and handsome and all of those great things that people see on the outside. But, you know, on the inside, you are so real. You're so authentic. You have great faith, which a lot of people may not know, and you're going to share your story with us.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have so much depth, and you really are a person that loves life and everybody that you meet in it. And the genuineness that you have is really humbling and refreshing. So, and you have a good sense of personality. You're fun.
I love you for that. I think that you're born with all the magic in you, and then I think that the magic gets beaten out of you, gets pulled out of you, gets bullied out of you, gets abused out of you, and you really have to choose in this lifetime. My therapist said some people may never choose to heal. You really have to choose to heal, and you really have to really pull back on your faith of who God or whatever you want to call it. I don't even judge if it's Buddha, whatever, if it's the universe. You have to pull on where your faith really is, because you honestly can't do this alone. And it's not just friends, and it's not just a boyfriend or a wife or a partner. It really is having some faith that when tragedy strikes and you really understand, rock bottom doesn't mean you can't buy a diamond ring. Rock bottom means you're groveling on the ground, scratching your fingernails in the dirt, saying, do I want to live or do I want to die? And when you get to that point and you have to reach out and make a choice to, someone said, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. My word is, what doesn't kill us lets us choose if we want to live and be stronger.
That is so great. That's got a good flavor to it. And, you know, I think that a lot of people listening, and Wayne, I have to say, we've got people waiting in the lines to speak with you. We have a really busy chat room, and I just want to thank all the listeners for being here.
Yeah. We have no time. We only have a half an hour.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe it. We'll have to have you back on, Wayne.
Well, yes, we'll have to have you back on and talk faster so we can get people
but
in.
But, you know, I know. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. This is just, hey, we're all the best people we know, so
totally.
We got to all be here together. You know, one of the things that, you know, you had just mentioned in that, in talking about how you live your life, you know, and you do walk your talk, I think a lot of people listening do not understand that you lost a real loved one to suicide
mm-hmm.
this year. And,
absolutely.
You know, when you, yeah, and, you know, I know it's hard, and here we are coming upon the holidays and everything, but, you know, sometimes I think people would look at you and say, oh, well, he's got it all. He's got the money and the fame and the looks and this and that. You know, he doesn't have problems. And I think what you can share right now with us as we're listening is from your heart. You know what? You suffer a lot of pain, and losing someone to suicide, you know, is devastating. And can you talk to us
Absolutely.
About that?
I thought the only way to heal from my best friend Merle Allen's death. He was going to be a famous photographer this year, and we went out for about a year, and he then was my business manager and my business partner. There were no signs. My therapist said there were no signs. I mean, if there were signs, we would have done all we could to try to love him, because as people need to know, you can't save someone from suicide. You can't blame yourself for it happening. This, I can finally talk about it. I did a radio interview a month into it, and I cried the whole interview. I can talk about it clearly now, but I'm saying, they say finding someone who has committed suicide, a loved one, is likened to living through the Holocaust. And you'll never forget that image. And Merle knew that I was a visual person, and he was very upset when he killed himself. And a person said to me, he gave you an image that you will never forget for the rest of your life. I found him hanging in my garage. And I will tell you.
Oh, my God.
It was shocking. It was heart-wrenching. I lost my soul, I thought, and I couldn't find who I was. One day I was driving to New York, and it was about 3 weeks in after he passed away, and I said, I have to go to the therapist. I've got to get to talk to someone. And I was driving to the city, and I've driven to the city for 30 years, and I couldn't find the exit to Manhattan. And I called my mom, and I said to my mom, Mom, just please tell me my name. I just need to know my name. And I couldn't even pull on the strength. And that's when my life shifted back to remembering that God is there. I'm not alone. And you know what? The fact that you lose one of the best, closest people to you that you really love, he was my confidant, my very best friend. It was so horrific. But you know what? 7 months later, I'm actually starting to see the light again at the end, outside of the tunnel. And, you know, really, what I learned from Merle is don't look at celebrities, don't look at people and think their life is better than mine, their life is greater than mine. Look at Wayne, how fabulous. When Merle passed away, it locked up bank accounts. I've struggled financially. I couldn't see the light at night. I left my lights on every night in my bedroom for 6 months. I couldn't sleep in the dark anymore. I was so scared. So the post-traumatic stress of living through the suicide, a friend of Merle's actually, lost her niece to suicide, and she called me and she gave me the web address of American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And the minute I went there and I read, it wasn't my fault, I couldn't have saved him, that I was still loved. And I learned also to learn the levels of grief. The levels of what you go through for grief was amazing. I have a therapist, April Martin, in New York City. She called me every half an hour the first day. She called me every hour the second day. The third day she called me every hour and a half. And then she'd spread it out to 3 hours and 4 hours and 5 hours. And I thought, I would never have made it without praying. And I couldn't even pray the first 3 days because I thought I saw evil. When I saw what I saw he hung himself in my garage, and I found him with an extension cord around his neck, and I really thought I had seen, like, the worst evil of my life, and I couldn't even find God in that. And it's very important for people with faith to understand, when the world is falling apart and you can't find God, you can't find him because he's sitting right next to you and you're looking in all the wrong places. You know, you got to look that God is right here next to you saying, okay, Wayne, you've turned to everybody else. When are you going to turn to me? And that is when I really was able to find that. I went to a psychiatrist because I couldn't sleep. And he said, you need something to sleep. But he said, Wayne, the only way, and he was a religious psychiatrist with spirituality. And he said, the only way to get through is to get through. If you medicate, if you do antidepressants, I think you're going to make it, Wayne. And if you do any of these things, it'll take you longer to get through. My mom came down and she said, you're not leaving this house. This is your home. If you leave this house and come back 6 months, you're going to have to deal with all the fear then. So my mom came down, and I didn't do any pills, any medication. I took something to sleep a couple of nights because I was so scared. And the only way through is through. Heavy meditation, heavy prayer. And I'm going to say this again. Sometimes in the worst moments, you cannot pray. And the Bible tells you drop to your knees, and I know all the verses, and I went to born-again Christian school, and I've done it all. But the fear is so huge. And then the thing that saved me, as basic as it was, is cast your cares upon him. He will supply all your need. Cast your cares upon God, and he will supply all your need. And that doesn't mean give him two things and try to handle everything else. Give him. It meant give it all away, because when you're groveling and you're down on the floor and you're wailing to God, because I was on my knees the day that I found him, when you were doing that, you really want to kind of understand, give it all to God, because I had nothing else left. I had family and friends and loved ones, but it felt like I was alone in the world and that I didn't want to live myself. So to make it through, and remember, during all this, Wayne Scott Lucas, celebrity fashion stylist, is going out and styling Christie Brinkley, and he's running over and he's styling another job, and he's going to 7 meetings, and he's fighting with lawyers, and he's fighting with accountants, and, you know, making deals. I had to keep living even though I was dead inside. I couldn't find my center. I couldn't find who I was. And the best thing about that is, if I had trusted God, that actually had me doing business more gentle. And what I learned from Earl's suicide was, I have got to be more gentle with people on a daily basis, on a minute-to-minute basis, because I don't know, Deb, what you're going through today. I don't know what someone on Facebook is going through today. I don't know what my brother is going through today. So I try to show up gentle, and if people disappoint me, and if they hurt me, or if someone cuts me off in the car, it takes a lot for someone like me who's an A personality, but I just kind of go, okay, just got to keep going. Because the minute that I got happier after Merle's suicide, people decided that I was okay. They were so happy to make me okay. Best friends left my side. A friend named Kim left. A friend named Aaron left. And a friend named Allison left. And they did me dirty. And I noticed that people that came to my side immediately after the suicide were people that were more looky-loos. They wanted to know that I was okay so that they were going to be okay. And I really learned that many people don't have the compassion or the ability to support you in the death of someone else. I always say funerals and Seder, those things are for the living. When people tell me, oh, I don't like funerals, I'm not going, you go for the living. The living needs it so bad. So to sum that all up, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention opened my eyes, and people sent me all kinds of suicide books, and religious and not religious, Daniel Steele's son killing himself and all these things. But one book was really amazing. It was about a woman whose husband was a famous doctor, killed himself, and it was about her journey. And when I read that book, I knew I wasn't alone. I knew that I wasn't alone, and I knew that there are thousands and thousands of people that commit suicide, and there is more than, you know, 10 to 15 people are affected by everybody that commits suicide, so the rest of the people are left alone. We're left alone to pick up the pieces, and I had to pick up the pieces of my business. So as fabulous as it looks on the outside, the struggle the last 7 months, I've watched my business crash, I've watched finances crash, I watched this economy crash, and I kept saying, okay, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to cast my cares upon God, he's going to supply all my need, and all I'm doing every day is showing up. And then when I go out and I style Christie Brinkley, I remember who I am. I remember that I love this person, and I love to make her pretty, and that's my job, and it's exciting, and I'm actually still Wayne. So that death didn't take that away from me. So for anybody that sees signs that you can go to American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and look it up for the signs of suicide. When someone jokes about it, when someone makes a comment about it, pay attention. Love people more. Stop. Take the shame out of telling your mom when you hang up the phone, I love you. Take the shame out of telling your child, hey, I'm thinking about you today and I love you. Don't be embarrassed to tell people you love them. Open up the floodgates across everything. And I've been a jerk. I've been the egocentric, crazy stylist who thought I was fabulous. I thought I was the most fabulous thing in the world and nobody else mattered. I have been beaten down to the ground to learn that everybody matters so much. And we really all are one. So when I abuse, I'm abusing myself. When I put down, I'm putting down myself. We're all one here, guys. We have to all stick together. And it's like, if you don't show up, you know, I can talk about fabulous. I can talk about doing the Super Bowl. We're not going to talk about that. It's kind of illegal. I can talk about doing Janet Jackson for the Super Bowl. I can talk about, you know, seeing Christy last week, going to a premiere and being so proud of how she looked. But what I think is important is that we all talk about everything. We talk about everything. We talk about what hurts. We don't cover up what's fabulous. We don't only say that we had a great dinner last night. We talk about how hard it was to pay for that dinner. You know, it's like all the things that we do. Someone told me, my therapist said, Wayne, please let somebody hit the tennis ball to you before you hit it back. Don't go on a date and send flowers right away. Let somebody take care of you for a minute. You know, the codependent behavior that led up to what happened with Merle. Not really seeing what he was doing because I was trying to save him. So Merle's legacy to me is, and I hope to the world, and Oprah had said to me, you want to do things so that his life wasn't lived in vain. No matter what he did, his life isn't going to be lived in vain if you show up better and you talk and talk and talk about this, and you talk about the shame and the exhaustion and me being totally broke after he died, couldn't pay the gas bill, couldn't pay the electric bill, had too much shame to ask anybody for help because I was Wayne Scott Lucas, the fabulous celebrity stylist. I didn't need help. Little did I know, payment plans had been set up on all my bills by Merle and I couldn't pay the bills. So here I was at the bottom of the cavern, and you know, I'm going to tell you something. Some days I'm still there. Some days I wake up and it's dark. But it takes me 2 minutes, and this is what I do in bed in the morning. I do a meditation at night to go to bed. And in the morning when I wake up and it's dark, I don't mean dark out, I mean dark in my heart. I start thanking God, not for the things I have. I thank him for the things I don't have. I thank him for the things that I possibly didn't need. I thank him for simple things like the heat. I thank God for the electric. I thank God for the song that played on the radio that reminded me of Merle this morning. So if you start to thank God for the ability to eat, the ability to care for someone else, you're going to start shifting your world this holiday. You know, I was scared. I said, okay, you know, since Merle died, the money's really tight, but I've got to do my fabulous Wayne Lucas holiday for everybody. And I said, actually, I don't. The way to do the fabulous holiday for everybody is to show up. And when you're really feeling bad about this holiday season and you're feeling like you're falling apart, go out and give something to someone else, whether it be a smile or love or a parking space at the mall. Go give something. Say something kind in your Facebook status. Say something kind on a blog. That's going to shift your world because the truth of the matter is we all are one and we really are all we have. This is all we got.
Oh, my gosh.
So as the economy falls apart and the government falls apart and the world falls apart, look at your neighbor right across the street and go, that's all I got. That's all I got. That's all I really have today. And when you start really having nothing, when you get to the point that it was after Merle died, and you look around and think, God Almighty, I've got nothing, you have so much. You have the ability that we can talk on a phone back and forth and reach millions of people. You have the ability to go down the street and see the kid that needs help that fell off the bike and picked them up. It's all those little things, and I'm telling you, the world is going to shift back to the little things that are going to make the big things more valuable because the big things don't matter. I'm going to say one last thing about this. We all live lives, and I know many people listening who I know are going through this right now, going, when I get the next big deal, I'm going to be okay. And when I sign this contract, my life is going to be better. And if I just got this job, I'd be okay. And once I get that check in, it's going to... No, you got to be okay today. You got to be okay today with what you have right now in your pocket. And I'm telling you, I'm not talking fabulous. And if someone is saying, oh, yeah, listen to him, he's got millions of dollars, I don't. I did. I have had. I may have again. I don't. I may have $100 today to go out and last me for a couple days until I get another check because I'm freelance. But you know what? That $100 has to feed my dog that's dying of cancer, and he has to get his food cooked for him, and it has to pay for his amantadine pills today that are $84. So you know what? We really are all in the same boat. And in that boat, how do we reach out? How do we have no shame and say to the pharmacist, can I get half a prescription? How do we say to the grocer, you know, can I write you a check, but can you hold it till Friday? Guys, I come from nothing in New Jersey. Someone said, would you work for $500 a day? I said, since when is $500 a day not a lot of money? And she said, well, you usually make $10,000 a day. I said, yeah, but trust me, I'll work for $200 a day. I'll work for $50. I'll sweep the floor and I'll dress you because I want to be with you today. So that's my legacy to Merle. He's made me a kinder person. He's made me a gentler person. And I may fail sometimes. And I may freak out sometimes. And I may say the wrong thing sometimes. But you know what? I'll apologize immediately, and I'll notice what I did wrong. So I'll say one last thing. What I learned from Merle is a couple months ago, about 6 months in, I went, oh, my God. Someone said, Merle's going to give you a horrific blessing. This is going to be like the holy criminal, like when Jesus came into the temple and cleaned out the temple and said, don't bet in my Father's house. And then he's apparently, to many of us, he saved the world. What Merle did for me shifted my whole viewpoint of how I'm supposed to show up in this world. And Merle gave me a gift that, it's so hard to talk about calling this a gift. Merle gave me a gift that I'll never, ever forget, and it was probably the most precious gift that I've ever experienced from another human being, and I'm a better person for it, and I can't believe I could even say that because I miss him so much. Okay, that was
You know, I have to tell you, I'm sure that I'm speaking for everybody in the chat room and all of the callers that have been waiting here to speak with you. I am just blown away, and my heart is to my feet, and your honesty and you sharing this. I mean, there's I am overwhelmed, and I can't thank you enough because you know,
what am I going to get if I'm not honest? What am I going to get to my legacy to the world when I leave if I make believe? Oh yeah, hey Deb, it's Wayne. Yeah, I'm styling a celebrity today, and I'm spending thousands of dollars on, you know, someone's dress, and I'm doing the Oscars. You've all heard that. Everybody listening has heard that. But what you haven't heard is people that you think are being fabulous being truthful. Because every single one. I was with Meryl Streep one day, and she said, Wayne. She goes, it's tough right now. She goes, I haven't done a movie in a year and a half. I've got expenses. And I'm thinking, people think celebrities are fabulous, but you know what? One movie for $4 million doesn't pay for that lifestyle for 5 years. You know, so the process is where everyone is one. We all love each other, or we can, and we can actually open up to the floodgates of, like, how to really connect in this planet to make this better. And now, as we talk about style for the rest of the show and we talk about fashion, it's great. And those are that's the icing on the cake to the foundation that we create by loving each other. Okay, go.
No, I'm reading the comments talking about your strengths, the miracle, the transparency, being a survivor. I'm looking at every single line of people that want to talk to you and are probably changing their life and their holiday and forevermore because of your honesty and knowing that they're not alone, and your inspiration to refresh their soul is a priceless gift that they're getting today by you having the kindness and the graciousness to be on with us and share your story. And I don't know how I'm going to take all these calls, Wayne.
Well,
We've only got six minutes left.
It's Merle.
Do you know that?
Yeah, but it's okay. It had to be said. It's Merle and God talking through me. It's not me, and I don't feel fabulous. I remember watching Gandhi, and he talked about how, you know, they talk through you, and you just, if you stay open, I'll tell you this really quick. If they friend me on waynescottlucas.com, waynescottlucas.com, if anybody is contemplating suicide, if anybody wants to talk about having passed away or lost a child or a husband or a lover from suicide, go to my website. I'll talk, because the most important thing is I talked. And if you want some fabulousness, I'm going to spend the afternoon at Vanessa Noel in New York City, and I'm going to go to her holiday bazaar shopping for a celebrity. And then I'm going to pop over to HSN, and I'm going to shop for Carol Brody. Has this new diamond bracelet that I think is really cute, and I don't really have the cash, but I'm going to tell my mom I want it for Christmas. And that's going to be my day, you know. But, you know, you can reach out anywhere to find me if you want to talk about suicide, you want to talk about fashion, you want to talk about things, and I'm available. I'm not an unavailable, I hate to say celebrity, I'm not an unavailable person. And I spoke with you to Colleen last week, and what I learned from Colleen was that woman's a love. And Colleen taught me how to survive those shopping channels. She taught me how to be a better person. And if I didn't shut up today, but if you shut up and you be quiet and you listen, the answers are out there.
Yeah, no, and I do want to take a second to thank Colleen Lopez, who was a guest on the show. She's on the HSN, a wonderful human being and great host, and she came on the show, and that's how I met you. And I just am really amazed at how people that really are caring individuals from the heart about other people, you know, they're out there. And people like you and Colleen, they make the world, you know, amazingly better for all of us. Wayne, we've only got 4 minutes, and I'm glad that you gave your Facebook page and all the ways to connect with you, because I'm not going to be able – I mean, the phone lines are – I've got 903-843-310, 732-2121, 90-819. I have the phone lines are packed and people waiting to speak with you, and I'm not going to be able to get – I'm not going to be able to get with everybody because we've only got a couple of minutes.
Are there any 631s?
Oh, let's see. I haven't seen a 631. I've got everything under the sun here, Wayne. I guess we have to apologize to the people that we didn't get to. We're going to have you back on, Wayne.
I guess for business, I'll tell you this. I'm going to come back on. I am going to – you can reach me at WayneScottLucas.com. You can get my Lucas-style clothes still at whattowearonmaine.com. Not what not to wear, but whattowearonmaine.com. And stay in touch with me. And ladies and men, don't disappear. Reach out, reach out, reach out, reach out. And you know what, this holiday, I'm going to tell you something. Forget that it's the holiday. Remember that people need love. We need love. And you know what we need more than love? God, everybody this year needs hope. Wake up in the morning and be thankful for your heat. Be thankful for your food. Be thankful that you can put a little bit of gas in your car. Be thankful that you're alive. And you know what? You're going to start seeing the world a different way. It's a choice. We choose to live. Merle chose to die. My ex-partner and my best friend chose to die. My dog got diagnosed with cancer 4 months after Merle died, and he was supposed to be dead in 2 days. He's choosing to live. He's 4 months cancer, you know, cancer surviving now, and any day it could be. But you know what? Choose to live. Choose to live for this holiday. Choose to show up. And if you feel like you're going to fall off the wagon, call me, email me, go to my website, talk to me, because I will show up and I will answer your questions. Or go through Deb.
Yeah, and you do. You're amazingly accessible and an inspiration and hope. And, you know, we 1 minute left. I just want to apologize to everybody that's waiting to speak with Wayne. I'm so sorry that I can't get to you. I'm looking at the board, and it's just lit and lit and lit. And but you can find Wayne. Yeah, the next show. We'll have to schedule more time, but please connect with Wayne on Facebook and meet him there. And, you know, I just can't thank you enough for taking the time to share who you are, what you're about, and helping us be better people and to appreciate things. And the love in your heart is really a brilliant shine that I know we're all blessed with, Wayne. I'm just overwhelmed at how much you shared. And
I love you.
I know that everybody else is.
Take the shame out of sharing love. Take the embarrassment out of telling someone that she's pretty or that some lady has a pretty smile. Take the embarrassment out of being shy of connecting. This holiday, connect, connect, connect. Don't believe what your parents said as adults. You can talk to strangers as adults, and you can reach in and touch somebody's heart with your little finger like E.T., and you can actually change somebody's life that in the next 2 minutes today, when you get a mean call from a bill collector, the way you react to them, you can actually change. You can change the world by reacting in a different way. So choose life today.
Well, listen, you, the 30 seconds left, we are better people. You've changed, yes, and you've changed our life, and I just want to thank you again. Having you back on the show is an absolute must. Please, everybody, connect with Wayne on Facebook and find him and let him know you listened today, and share the journey with Wayne, because he is a miracle, and we are blessed to have you. And thank you so much for being part of the show today, Wayne.
I think I heard you cry, Deb.
I am really choked up right now. I've got to tell you, I am really choked up. And I just want to thank you with lots of love and for everybody listening. And we're going to have you come back on. And thank you for being a blessing, because you've blessed my life,
alive.
And I know you've blessed many others.
And you I too. Chose to live. I hope you all choose to live also.
All right. And thank you, everybody. And thanks for listening. Meet Wayne on Facebook. And God bless you. And we'll see you next week on the Best People We Know radio show. Thank you.
Deb, you're devastated.
I'm choking up here. I am just crushed. All right. I can't believe we're off. That's it. The show stopped streaming, so we're off the air. I am overwhelmed. I can't thank you enough for being on the show. You've got to come back on.
Anything
I had
you want.
More lines lit, and I think there's people still hanging out in the chat room and on the lines and the phones waiting to
Where's
speak
the
with
chat
you.
Room? I'll go there if you want me to.
Still on. I wonder if I can take this call. I mean, I don't know.
Take
we're
it.
Off
let's
streaming.
Take it. Let's make them give 819-918.
I know we're off air streaming. Let's see if this person can come on. It's on. Is that 819? I don't think that I can right now. I think we are off the air, so I can't answer the calls. There are so many people that wanted to speak with you, Wayne, and they're still waiting in the line. They're not going away. Just hanging out.
Isn't that funny? Well, is there a chat room that I should go to and speak to them?
Well, I can't because they have us off the air now because the show closed. I can't connect with anybody. Yep,
is there a chat room?
It's over. It's gone. It went. It's gone.
Oh, so the chat room only opens during the show.
Yep.
Oh, that's bad. We should do something bigger. We should do an inspirational show where we can Skype and talk to people, and we could have had a million people, you know, even signing up and paying to talk to us, you know?
No, I got to tell you, that was a therapy session for me. I don't know about anybody else. I was crying as I was listening to you, only because, you know, pain does not know gender, it doesn't know age, it doesn't know race or color, and suffering is something that crystallizes souls like nothing else. And I am overwhelmed at who you are and the fact that you were this transparent, but you are going to change people's lives because there are people suffering the same,
every
the same
day
thing that
suffering.
You have.
Mm-hmm. And other
yep.
things, you know.
Yeah, and so much. And, you know, I know that you've made a difference, and that's big brownie points in heaven. Not that you need any more, but...
Thank you so much.
You're
going to keep showing
up.
You're
still the real deal. You know, I got to thank Colleen. I can't believe if... I don't know. I'm actually speechless. I'm really emotional. I can't talk to you.
Well, you know,
I'm just choked up.
Maybe we should just write underneath your show like little comments, a little comment area, because at least people will know that it was what we talked about. You know, I tried to post and it wouldn't let me post there, so I don't know how to post, you know, underneath.
Okay, I'm gonna do some posting, and I'm gonna make sure that people know. And this is still gonna be replayed, and because you have been the feature with Johnny Depp and some other people on
great.
Blog Talk, as you saw. Yeah, they're going to be able to replay this, and it'll be downloaded all day, so it's still going to reach a lot of people. I'm going to go on and make sure that I can let people have some of the talk, you know, because you touched on so many things, and I'm going to make sure that everybody knows how to reach you on Facebook so that they can friend you or whatever. But when you feel like you want to share something else, I don't want to be pushy, and I know how busy you are, but
I'd
like to try to...
We'll do it again because the truth. We'll do it again because the truth is, we still didn't talk about fashion. So we'll do it again.
That's exactly it.
You know, whenever
well,
you want to
when
do
you
it.
Well, when you have a date, whenever you, if you have a date in January, or if that's too soon, or you have something you're launching, or right before you're going to be on a show with your fashion, if you want to do something then, and we'll set some time so that people can actually call and, you know,
absolutely
talk to you.
It's good.
If you want to do that, that would be great.
I think if people know that someone that they think is fabulous has had ultimate terror and fallen apart, I think it's very important. It's very important. Yeah. And the world changed. I mean, it's like my world changed, and it changed in a minute. And I lost everything. And, you know, we're all locked up. The bank accounts got locked up. There was no money. I went broke. And it's like, and I still acted fabulous, you know, but I mourned publicly on Facebook because people, I needed to know that there was somebody else who went through this. And I think it's important that people needed it too, you know?
You know, I had my grandmother die in my arms. I was with my mother when she died, and she was my best friend. And then my dad died, and, you know, my dog died in my arms. It seems like I was around all the time for everybody's passing. And, you know, I don't think anybody can understand. And, I, you know, I'm. That's why it's so – you have a great message for teens. I work a lot with teens, and you have a great message for youth too, because I think in the brokenness – of losing love or someone you love, you realize that all these other things, they're frosting on the cake, the looks or the money or whatever. But in the end, we're all dying. None of us are staying.
Absolutely, 100%. You know? 100%. Well, I believe in the women that I talk to, and I care about them, and I care about the ladies who buy my clothes and shop with me. I really do, because it's who I am. I'm a kid from Jersey who didn't have anything. And in that, I made something, and then we'll see what comes from life, and we'll see what I made and what and if it was important to people, you know. God, people are going crazy.
Yeah,
they're writing all over everything.
No.
People loved it.
I'm telling you, I really don't want to be pushy because I want to be respectful and humble of you, but I would love to get you back on because I think a lot of people were really disappointed they didn't get to talk.
Well, you know, the thing is, people are special, but people are saying right now that they can hear you and me talking now, so whoever's still on the phone is with us. So we're actually spreading more love.
Can they really still hear?
Yeah, they're saying it on your chat underneath. So hi, everybody.
That's wonderful.
And at Facebook is Wayne Scott, one word, WayneScott, and then the space, and then Lucas, LUKAS. And that's Facebook, and then WayneScottLucas.com is my website, and you can get me there. But I think that just the fact that after the show we talked, we didn't know they were listening, and we still were talking about compassion and hope. So it's really the truth about who you are
as people. The show after the show.
Yeah, which we
the
love.
The show after the show.
I appreciate everybody that's out there for listening in, and thank you guys so much. And 631 would have been Christy Brinkley. I thought that she may have called in if she knew that I was on, but I didn't tell her till late. But she's been a very good friend for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and she just went through that with Alexa, you know.
Oh,
her own daughter, you know. So
we
really connected when Merle died because Merle's thing was just a little bit after Alexa, and he actually did it. So it's just heartbreaking, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, and knowing that there's people out there that understand. Because, you know, you can't – I loved what you said, though, about, you know, the only way through it is to go through it.
Yeah.
You know? And every day, sometimes just celebrating that you make it through the day with those things makes a difference.
Yeah.
Well, Wayne, you're going to – let. I'll see you on Facebook. I'll follow up with everybody else. And,
if they
you
want
know,
more
I definitely
want to – if everybody wants more Wayne, I'll do it. Whenever – and listen, today at 12 o'clock, I'm free. I could even do a call-in from a fashion show sometime and be giving you descriptions of what I'm seeing on the runway. I can call you from my therapist's office and talk about suicide. It's no problem.
Oh, my gosh. Did I give you the big hugs? Did I tell you I loved you today? You are amazing. I am so blessed. I'm thinking so blessed to have met you. You know, there's some people you meet and you're better for having met them. And, you know, you're just really an inspiration. And I'm telling you, it takes a lot of courage to share the way you do from your heart. But it's changing other people. And, you know, the fact that you're willing to take that risk and step out in faith to do this conversation is really a testimony to your genuine care for the cause and what you believe in. And that's going to, you know, if death can come from new life, I guess that's the only way to look at it, you know?
If I can't talk about the suicide, then he has lived in vain. If I can't discuss what it felt like, if I can't tell people how to help others, then he's lived in vain. Then he killed himself and he won. He didn't win. He lost. We won, the ones that stayed, you know? So that's why I talk about it, and that's why I talk about it as a, I guess, a public figure, and it seems like it really moves people, so I'm going to keep talking about it, and I'm going to
Yeah, we're
going to
have you on in January.
Absolutely, whatever you want.
We're going to get. Is that okay?
Whatever you want.
I'd really like to have. Okay, so we'll have you the first of the year. I'll talk to people and we'll get that on and we'll make sure that we have enough time for people to really get involved because people really want to, you know, really dying to touch out and we want to get those people.
We'll do an hour.
Back.
We'll do call-ins. We'll have fun. We'll Skype live while we're doing it. How much fun is that?
That would be
everybody can,
so
they can
much
all sign
fun.
In. Yeah, they can sign in to Skype.
Yes.
I'll come sit with you and we'll Skype.
Well, oh, my gosh. I think everybody's got to be excited about that one. All right. Well, I'll get in touch with you, and then we'll pick a date in January. And I hope that you enjoyed it. Obviously, you know that I did and everybody else did. So thank
well, God,
you for taking
you know,
the time.
God is there. So you just have to trust that God, you know, speaks through you and opens up your heart when people need to hear it. And we don't even know what the right thing to say is, but you kind of have to just trust when you're talking that God's talking through you. You know?
Well, God's definitely talking through you. He's working with you, through you, and you're definitely making heaven smile, Wayne. So thank you.
I hope
and God
so.
Bless.
And Merle is smiling, too, today.
Yep, he is. He really is. He's saying thank you very much. And
that's really important.
All right.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. And thank you again. I'm really so grateful. And
I'm always
you,
there.
Thank you, thank you.
Whatever you need, I'm always there. And if anybody needs stuff, they know where to reach me.
All right. Well, I'll be talking to you soon. We'll get you back on right in January. And thank you, and lots of love and blessings to you, and just thank you so very much.
It's your chat's open. People are still talking. All right, you guys. And, yes, I love Aldo's shoes. I get Aldo's shoes all the time. They're $30 to Robbie, who wrote me just now. Aldo's shoes are beautiful. I get them at the Monmouth Mall in New Jersey, and I sometimes pull them for famous celebrities because they're only $30. Hello.
Oh, my gosh. You are so funny. See, I don't know. The chat room's still going. The show's been off.
Yeah, the chat room's going. So.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you have a beautiful day, and thanks again for everybody, and lots of love.
Take
okay,
so
we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.